All right. How's everyone doing? John and Amy here with Paddles Up. In the morning, we're having these morning epiphanies again.
Awakenings.
We just wanted to share some thoughts with you we're going to explain a little bit more about this 3D, 4D, 5D concept. And don't let it kind of take you back and say, you know, where are you going with this? This is weird language kind of thing.
Where did
it come from? It's an analogy. It's an analogy of awakening. So let's break this down a little bit.
Like third grade, fourth grade, fifth grade.
Yeah.
If you want it that simple, there you go.
just look at it as like an ascension or a growth in humanity. And what Amy and I were talking about, I did a post recently too about kind of similar ideas that we're discussing, but it's interesting where we're at globally and individually. Mm-hmm. Individually, I'm sure you can agree that there's some sifting and some shaking going on in your life. Now, we want you to take the devil element out of this for a minute.
Yes.
Okay? We can't live our lives pointing our finger at darkness all the time and then expect to be the shining bright light city set on a hill that can't be hid. It's a deflection. It really is. Now, we agree that there's darkness and evil in the world, okay? But when we focus there, we open the door for it to come right in. So what we want to do is talk about what's really happening at a higher level. And when you look at a 3D construct, look at 3D world. That's everything that you can see, touch, and feel. That's your body. That's the furniture around you. That's your car, all of that, right? We can agree that we're in a 3D world. So when you look at ascending or growing or expanding, then look at it like 3, 4, and 5, like Amy said. So the fourth dimension or 4D reality is really that area that we're seeing a lot of shifting and sifting going on because humanity is ascending. God cannot help himself right now because he's love and he sees the branded image on the inside of us saying, I want to help you. So he's helping us as the God of love, as big as he is. He is saying, okay, it's ascension time. We've been playing around in the cesspools of life too long. And so, you know, love is going to say, okay, I'm going to help you out here. So whatever that looks like, we are ascending. And there's chaos in the ascension. And Amy was sharing earlier about the sifting and what that looks like. And we have some thoughts around this. When look at your own life and look at what you see on the news, okay, and see if this relates.
Yeah, you know, it's felt like, because we've been feeling this ourselves too, and you feel the call. So what they say about the fifth dimension or fifth density is the earth ascends into a level of spirituality and things now where it's all about receive mode. There's no more egoic, there's no more
effort,
so much contrast of right, wrong, good, bad, what do you call it? Dualities, all these different things. It's more, you've come into a place of love and you're now living out of your spirit so much more and consciousness, awareness, all these kind of things, right? What a great place. But you've got to go through the process of this in between. And so a lot of us feel the call of transitioning with our spirit into the 5D reality. But what's happening is we're still in our earth suit here and our body has lived in this third density for so long with its egoic beliefs, our old stories, our past, our identities that we've built around us as security and image and all these things. And so what's happening is we're feeling the pull of our spirit. And so we'll step out and follow that path heading towards the 5D. And some of us, you know, we quit our jobs, or we make changes, we're doing these things because we can feel, man, this is what I'm feeling called to in my spirit. But what happens is you start going through the 4D hallway, so to speak, and everything starts getting sifted. You're like, man, it's this tearing between. It's like I'm feeling my spirit. I know where I can see myself being, but we forget that there's this process of walking out where we have to at the same time let go of the old story. So we're not in this tug of war in between in the 4D hallways of feeling stuck and limited and wanting to go back to 3D, but you know you can't go back to 3D because there's no grace there anymore. Old relationships have dried up. The way you used to do things don't work anymore. And so you're kind of pinned in this place of having to really choose to be in the now and let God just sift these old beliefs out of you, limitations, feeling of lack. You know, I feel lost. I don't know what to do now, which is a good place because now the new can come. And so just we want to encourage you, don't give up. Don't lose hope. Just keep allowing the Lord to keep working with you in the now. He's dialing everything down to where you're living for what calls to moment by moment. And because, you know, God doesn't just do things just boom, fast, quick all the time. He's gracious with the process of allowing these things to unfold and break off and let the squeeze of the 4D kind of push the stuff up and out. So, I just want to encourage you. And another example we got too was just like the pearl. So, say, for instance, you know, you've been like the pearl in the 3D, kind of just on maintenance mode. You adapted to the dark quarters you were in and the smallness and all that stuff. And God says, okay, it's time to ascend. It's your point in time to come out of the shell. And we forget that there's a process before that pearl is put into the setting. It actually is drawn up, plucked out, and then put into this tumbler of walnut shells that are now buffing out the pearl. And so it's kind of what it feels like in 4D is you've been removed out of the 3D structure of security that you've had, the smallness, being in the shell, all this kind of stuff. You're now in an unknown space. And what is all this debris going on? You can't think clearly. You can't see clearly. Things are falling off you left and right. Relationships are breaking away. Old jobs are breaking away. Just everything. But at the same time, it's buffing you to be placed in an ascended new setting of seeing how much of wealth and value and everything has come out of your life journey. So it's pretty amazing. So just stay...
allow. It's so good that, you know, we do realize that in the 3D, third density world, things that we've been used to doing through force and pressure and pushing and making happen just don't work anymore. You know that. We know that. You've tried it. You've tried to push. You tried to force because you feel like, okay, I'm ascending and I don't see anything happening. This is where, like Amy said, you got to be careful not to just go and try to do the old thing because it won't work anyway. So for example, we have something for sale and we've had it for sale for a while. So it's an RV. Okay. And we put it up for sale. We have it priced under the not a blue book. Okay. And we've had over 200 pictures taken. We've had professionals come in and they took it over and they've done everything right.
We've had tons of view hits.
Tons of hits on it, like over 700 something now. and everything, quote, done, quote, right, is out there, right, in the 3D world. So the old mindset says, because it's not selling, I need to do something different. Like, let's lower the price. Force it happen. Let's go get 300 pictures. Let's go get somebody else to do this because this isn't working. That's the egoic 3D, third density mindset.
Yeah, panic.
Where 4D, moving to 5D in the in-between hallway, like Amy said, is... it's the vacillating between the two. So one moment you might go, okay, I got to do something. I got to make it happen. I've got to go stand out there and do a video and have signs and flip them all around like a sandwich sign, you know, something crazy that says, buy my motorhome, you know. And then the next moment you're like, wait a minute, I'm ascending. So let's let what it is already take place and let the momentum sell itself and go have fun, go play, go do whatever and get your mind off of it so that it can be released to sell.
Yeah.
So we know you're struggling with that too right now. You have to be in certain ways. Maybe it's a relationship. Maybe it's a job. Hey, job's the same way. Some of you quit in faith because you felt a pull into the 4 and 5D world and you're like, okay, God's going to take care of me. It's going to be effortless. You know, I wrote a whole book about it, Effortless Provision. But there's a growing, there's ascending, there's an expansion into effortless provision.
Yeah, things it's not, have to be let go of.
Yeah, and then it in. Will, then it will happen more in an accelerated rate. So yes, things unfold slowly because we're becoming the 5D concept in the earth, right? However, once we ascend into that place, things will effortlessly flow.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, they come slowly because why? It's relational. It's relational. God is revealing to your understanding. It's opening up.
Your will's involved.
Your will's involved. The stubbornness, the unwillingness to let go of third density because it's so programmed and patterned in your body, like Amy said.
Mm-hmm.
And we just know that we can't go back to that. So what is the only option? Hang on to the roller coaster.
And stay in the cocoon.
And stay in it because you're going to fly soon.
Yes.
And but you, if you stay in the in-between, in the hallway, it's going to be chaos.
Yeah, it's the same as the age-old scenario of the cocoon. He is literally... That butterfly, that caterpillar is literally turning to mush. It's just, it's losing all its sense of identity, power, will, control, you know, becoming completely transformed. But the outcome is such a higher perspective and purpose. And so it's just the whole earth right now is in this cocoon state. And it just feels like chaos and out of control and... but there's a better outcome coming out of it, as we all know. But yeah. nonetheless, when you're in it and that squeeze, it's like time is actually being used like a squeeze. When, say, things are getting behind financially or the job that you wanted, it keeps delaying for another, you know, okay, now you need to wait till next week for the next interview with the higher ups or with the team. And it just keeps delaying and delaying. So what's that about? What is, ask yourself and ask the Lord, Lord, what are you doing in me? How do I position my heart here? What do I need to see? And take the time rather than being in fear and anxiety and stuffing your face with food or whatever, right? Trying to numb the pain of this in comfort, you know, deal, uncomfortableness, but just to sit with it. Really, that's the faster way to get through, boy, I tell you. You know, we've been listening to this one guy, and he's got some of the best analogies. He's talking about sitting in the hot tub. If you're like ice, and picture your mentalities. In the 3D, they can be very rigid because, again, it's black and white, right and wrong. I've got to have this or nothing. You know, I'm not okay if I don't have this. And so it makes you very rigid. And God is... The 5D, the fifth dimension, is all about flow. Oh, man. Flow, receptiveness.
Spirit.
Not holding on to an identity you've built or an image. And so the now is that hot tub that is melting away these mentalities. And so think of the hot tub as like time. And so this delay that you believe you're stuck in is actually melting these old beliefs away, so that you can move in an effortlessness and flow in the 5D.
Yeah, what happens when you sit in a hot tub? You relax,
yeah.
Right? That's what it's designed for.
And you can start hearing clearer.
Yeah, even though it's hot and it's heated, you're supposed to relax. And then you flow when you relax. Like Bruce Lee said, become like water.
Mm-hmm.
You become your surroundings. And so our bodies are made of mostly water. So it makes sense to become like water, become one with the spirit so that you can flow instead of breaking through. And then what did he say? He said that, you know, when your ice breaks, you feel like you're dying because that's the old patterns breaking up. But if you feel like you're the ice, then it is death to you.
Yeah.
So just know that you're the water. you are the water, not the ice. Another analogy is the sifting. You know, everything that can be shaken will be shaken. We know that, right? And this is what's happening. Another analogy I saw was gold. When you go gold panning, and there's a process to this. You know, you dig out the dirt with the gold, hoping there is gold there. We know that there's already gold in us. So there's no doubt. There's no question of that. It's just the dirt on top that is being sifted. So the dirt is going to fall through so that the gold, the pure gold seen is pure spirit and the flow of that and the treasure within us. And then look at the plants. When you transplant some beautiful, I saw a beautiful like rose bush. Well, when you pull it out of the ground, you shake off what? You shake off the dirt and the roots are exposed and they're a little raw while they're being transplanted. But sure enough, the 5D soil is there. It's coming. The nutrients are there. But in the in-between, the 4D, so to speak, is the raw roots hanging there.
Yeah, vulnerable.
But they're still alive. Even when they're out of the dirt, they're still alive. Mm-hmm. You're still alive, right? You're like, barely.
And you feel this pulling and tearing. And isn't that usually what the gardener's doing, is because you wound yourself up so tight and in such small thinking, and you adapted to a small, small fitting, a pot. And God is like, okay, it's time for your expansion. It's time for abundance. It's time for prosperity. All these things that you desire, but it's not going to happen in this small little fitting, in this small pot and planter. I've got to move you and pull you apart. Pull apart your concepts so that you can get the oxygen back in there and have room to grow and expand. I mean, I know you guys all know these analogies. It's just a reminder.
Well, yeah, maybe, but some don't, though.
Yeah, and, you know, back to the whole ice and water thing, too. You think about ice is stubborn, so to speak. There's no flow. There's the block. And this is why, and a lot of us are unconscious to these stubborn streaks or blocks, or it has to be this way or else, or I'm not doing it kind of thing. And this is partly why it's taking longer, is because God is having to melt these things down to where you relent and release and allow for the flow. And another thing too is, you may have flow going, but you've got all these rocks that have built up this dam, and they're all different belief systems and or relationships or things you're holding on to. And so God is having to one by one with you remove these things until things bust loose. So there's purpose. Don't negate the now. That's what we're saying. And we say it to ourselves too. You know, it's so easy for us all to just negate the now, try to get out of standby, so to speak, in between our two planes. You know, it's like, what purpose is this? This is just wasting my time. I need to get on to the next thing. You know, it's like, no, this is the next thing. This is vitally necessary. It's vitality for you. You're changing your airways of breathing and doing life. And so it's almost like a surgical state you're in, where you've got to just lay on that bed, let God do what he's doing, and then allow for some time of healing, and then you'll be ready for the next phase in your life. But we're forever growing. We're forever expanding. And so this is why we can't be so rigid and find security in what we know. This is a letting go of what we know, isn't it?
Yeah, it's so good. And see, remember what we said in the beginning of this message. You see how this is much different than laying blame on a dark force? Mm-hmm. That may be around, okay? We're not denying that. However, there's a role that we participate in this, in order to see what the ice is doing. And the ice is not demonic here. It's that part of us, the egoic side of us, that can open the door to darkness, yes. However, there's so many people within the religion and the church world that want 90% of the time they're laying blame on darkness. And what we're saying is, let it dissipate by participate. by participating with God.
Participation.
Precipitation. Is the dissipation of darkness. Okay, when you, in other words, when you posture yourself in the light, where does darkness go? It's no more. It dissolves. It flees. It runs. It goes. Whatever. And so, it's important not to judge. I want to touch on this too. It's not to judge the now, and judge circumstances, because many of you feel like, and we've done this too, we see circumstances and we're like, they're not changing.
Or why am I repeating my past?
Yeah, they're getting worse. What's going on? You know, and they might get worse. But like one guy said, let it fall apart. What's the problem here? What if you let it apart, what does that mean to you? Does that mean the death to you? Do you feel like that you're a death to you? Does that mean your reputation's going to be destroyed and ruined? I remember one guy saying, I made myself of no reputation. So I wasn't concerned about what people thought, because when you're in the light, you're not concerned with the fear of man or opinions of man or situations and circumstances, right? You're just in the light. So it's important not to judge the circumstances and situations where you're at, because God is doing something always behind the scenes in order for us to become aware enough to see those behind the scene things and then go have fun and play.
Yeah.
Just play, whatever that means to you. If you want to play in work, creativity, play in just go have fun, go getting out in nature, right. Whatever.
It lifts the resistance off. It
lifts the resistance, and then it's taken care of, because you know you're in a situation right now in some area of your life that you can do nothing about. You've tried.
Yeah, or you're waiting on something.
You're waiting and waiting, and you've done all you know how to do. And what does it say? To stand. When you've done all you know how to do, you stand and you see God's deliverance.
And let patience have its perfect work, so you're lacking in nothing. That's so huge. I mean, the Lord was quoting that to me just yesterday, just reminding us. So like for us, we're waiting. We're kind of like at a Y in the road. We've got two decisions we're facing, and it's easy to take score too soon. But when you don't have all the elements, or you don't have all the things you need to know about both situations, and it's so easy to jump ahead, mm-hmm. try to plan, try to figure out, and it's all in vain. It's all in vain, because you're not at that arrived point yet that where you have mm-hmm. all the information to make that decision. And so we're wasting our now energy on a future event that may not even happen. And we all do this, don't we? And it's just,
we God jump is, out of the now.
Yeah.
And we're doing in essence is we're judging the now, saying this isn't working. So I want to leap into the future and try to make something happen when the timing isn't there, like she said. Yeah. But we're saying this doesn't work. The now doesn't work. And so that is a judgment, saying it doesn't work. So I'm going to
decide something in the now when you don't have everything exactly. You need to know to decide that.
Yeah, you just don't have all the elements. And so it's like some of you waiting for a mate, and you've been through the cycle of having these relationships that didn't work. And so you're like, okay, I know I don't want to repeat the patterns of the past because that didn't work. So now you're in this place of, I'm alone. I'm just going to eat 3 pizzas and a bowl full of popcorn and watch all these feel-good movies. Well, what is that doing? We're trying to relieve the pain of sitting with the now and sitting in it and saying, it's okay to feel this way, or saying, hey, God, this is what you can tell God how you feel. I'm sure you do, but right, just tell him how you feel. This doesn't feel good. But you're sitting with it and allowing the now to dissolve those patterns of the past instead of running to an addiction taking you out of the now.
Yeah, then you'll have to go around the mountain again because you weren't facing and sitting with that pain and hearing what's underneath it and letting God say, let's talk about this. Let's change the meaning on this, because that's really what it comes down to.
Yeah.
When you're feeling suffering, it's because you've attached a meaning or a preference to it that may not be the truth of the real matter. And so God's like, okay, let's go there. Let's talk about this. Let's change the meaning on this. What is the real truth here? Because the story you've been telling yourself for years is a lie, and I want to help set you free from this. And so, but if you want to go around the mountain again, okay, we can do that. But who wants to, right?
Yeah.
Who wants to?
Yeah, we're not, you know, we hold ourselves up. We really do. From a lot of things, we hold ourselves back. Yeah. We hold ourselves up because it's the upside down kingdom, right? It's totally opposite of what the egoic world is doing to try and make something happen. Oh, just get on another dating site. And then that doesn't work, right? You meet all these crazy people and then you're like, okay, that didn't work, God. What's going on? Then you go, you get all dressed up and then you go try to present yourself in some type
all
of
in your own effort.
Some type of event or party or something. Well, maybe I'll meet somebody there.
See, the difference,
it's all effort. It's right. All our own effort.
So how do you decipher between the difference of God's way and your way, right? What are you being led by? Are you being led by your head or are you being led by your spirit? And, you know, it's makes all the difference in the world. When you're led by your head, everything is planned. You think you've got the prediction. You're going to, you know, you have an agenda. You're going to figure out how to do this and that and a strategy, right? That is all in your head. But when you drop down out of your head into being led, this is the key because the true spiritual path and the path of ascension has no plan. It's a moment by moment, intuitive, inspirational, step by step path. And that is what God is dialing. I know for John and I, he's dialed us so down to moment by moment.
Oh, man.
And we are not allowed to get too far ahead.
And let's be honest, it's brutal sometimes. Let's just be honest. I mean, if you're so programmed and the patterns are breaking apart. As a futurist and I casting forth vision and, oh, I have these plans, you know, I've got to get there.
Or
and, you know,
happy.
What's happening? I'm getting older. Everything's happening right. Let's just say this. Everything's happening right on time. You haven't missed a beat.
Mm-hmm.
How can you say that? I made a wrong decision, a wrong turn. Remember what we said about 3D to 4D to 5D, where all humanity is being moved this way. And if you're in Christ, you can't make a wrong decision if you are allowing the love to love and to saturate you, okay? If you're allowing the love, the self-love to happen, which is a good thing. If you're blatantly going out there and doing stupid things, well, yeah, maybe you're making a, quote, wrong turn, but you know what? What happens? God turns it around for the good.
And you learn, and now you know. You know what you don't want.
It just may take a little more linear time. Right? You may get a little older in your linear age.
With some bumps and bruises.
With some bumps and bruises and, you know, criminal records or whatever. However, we're all, regardless, still being moved. We're still being ascended. We're still transitioning.
And so
I want to say this. When you watch the news, hopefully you don't watch it or don't watch it very long. I've been guilty of that myself. But I'm doing it less and less.
Or Facebook.
Facebook with the news on there, news feed, that's what they call it, right? So most of it's negative junk. And it's like, okay, if I see chaos in the streets of New York, if I see chaos in the streets of Chicago, if I hear this is going on, the gas prices, $7, $8, you know, now we just heard that Tesla has moved their charging stations up to 65 cents a kilowatt hour. And it's like equal to $6 a gallon in California. So there goes the electric car thing. You know, all these things, right? If we continue to look at the situations and circumstances, what it does is it keeps us swimming around in a cesspool of 3D reality. And then it's like it makes it harder. Even though we're ascending, it makes it more difficult because now you're going and staying in old patterns.
Yeah, they are anchoring you.
They're anchoring you in old patterns. And so just know that chaos that you're seeing and hearing all around you in the news, whatever, in your group of friends, oh man, can you believe the devil's doing this? Can you believe the evil and all this stuff, right? If just know that all of that is taking place for a reason. It's the sifting, it's the shifting. And when emotions come up in you and around you and others, like they don't know what the people that don't understand this, they have no clue and they have nowhere to vent except outward. So when their emotions rise, just think about this. If you're raised in a violent home, and you have no conviction, and all of a sudden there's like no police in the streets and you live in Chicago or New York, what are you going to do? Well, of course you're going to go out and you're going to cause some trouble because you're unrestrained now. And but what's happening is that can only last for so long because those very people are in this global ascension as well. They just don't know it. They're unconscious of it, but they're still in it because they're made in God's image. We forget this, right? And it doesn't mean they're not going to pay a price for what they're doing. You know, it's, if you get caught running a red light 15 times, well, eventually you're going to get a big fat ticket, right? So, but see, there's something about our psyche in the 3D world that either wants to make people pay. You know, we sit there and go, make them pay, God, you know. I've even heard Christians say, you know, take them out. And it's like, do you know that that's a direct reflection of your own soul?
Yeah, like Peter cutting off.
Seriously. Yeah, it's like, well, they're doing, don't you understand, John and Amy? They're doing so much evil. We got to do something about it.
Yeah.
Well, if God leads you in a 4 and 5D reality and not a 3D one out of anger, right? Mm-hmm. If he leads you by spirit, like Amy said, drop from your head to your being led. If he leads you into doing some good cause, some good thing in the inner city or wherever, then that's one thing. But if you're going to sit around with your friends and complain and whine and moan out of things.
Fear and anger.
Yeah, I mean, we've done it ourselves in the past. Guilty. I'm guilty, okay? However, when you become aware and you wake up, then you go, oh, okay. Was that really contributing to this awakening? Or was I contributing to the old patterns and keeping people anchored in 3D? Because we're all one.
Yep.
We're all one, whether we realize it or not.
That's right.
We're all made in his image.
Yeah. So
anyway.
It's easy to get caught up in everybody else's life, isn't it? You know, and I think this is another thing God is, I know at least with John and I, really learning to just allow and let people have their own journey and their own process, because God's assigned angels to everyone. They all have their own life path and journey, and we need to be putting our energies more into our own growth and development to be that resounding light or salt in the earth or just love in the earth, you know? And you're making more of a difference in that than you realize, instead of trying to fix everybody else's life, point out all the wrong in everybody else's life. You know, it's the old saying, two wrongs don't make a right. And it's, you know, most of the time driven by fear, because I'm not okay unless this person changes. I'm not okay unless this situation changes. And we've got to be willing to do the work. This ascension is happening quicker the more we're all willing to do our own work. And love ourselves, tend to our own garden. And in doing so, it's going to feed the multitudes naturally.
It's going to feed the collective, and the acceleration begins, right? We're already in an accelerated mode because it's not anchoring. See, we're being broken up in the 3D, third density mind. And it's being broken up all over, like we talked about with the ice analogy. That's happening now. So when people say, we're waiting for an awakening, no, we're in it. It just doesn't look religious. It just doesn't look like you thought it would in your own little world. So we're in a full-blown global ascension, okay? And there's always counterfeits. We understand that. However, God is greater in this. And so when you look at it from that perspective, you got go higher, just go higher. When we go higher past the news, past the news feed of our friends and Facebook, and we go higher and look at humanity the way God does.
Yeah.
Then we're going to see something much different. We're going to see, okay, that's why you've been patient with the guy down the street. That's why you've been patient with me when I look in the mirror and eat the street tacos, 100 of them. That's why you've been, you know, patient with my attitude and my mindset, is because he understands that the ice is breaking apart. Isn't that interesting? Global warming. Huh. No matter what you think about it, the ice is breaking apart and it's melting. Okay, that's proven fact, but we're not saying we don't believe in the whole political side of things of this, all right? But it's true that there is ice breaking apart and there's some warming in some areas, but this
yeah, and
is
then they say a cold front's coming too. And so
right, it's
like,
a cyclical,
you know,
thing.
You just follow the scientific side
right.
of it.
Right, but it's an analogy, though.
Yeah.
It's an analogy of the illusion. Ooh, here's this is good. It's the illusion that things are going down the toilet, okay? It's the illusion that, oh my goodness, this warming, the ice is breaking apart, and we're going to die. We're all going to die.
Yes, your junk is going down the toilet.
Yeah. But what's really happening?
Like it's supposed to.
Yeah. The ice in your life is breaking apart, and it will be death to you if you hang on to that ice. If you try to hang on to that ice, which you can't, it slips through your hands because things are warming, and eventually try to hold on to water through your fingers.
Try to hold on to ice cubes too long. You
exactly.
have to let them go because you're freezing your fingers off because they're made for a certain temperature. You're
That's
made
it.
To be at a certain temperature of love, and you can't survive when you're holding on to icy situations and ice cubes and thoughts and fear. Fear is icy, right? And so,
yeah.
But love is warmth. Love is warmth and fluid and flowing and lets go and allows for evolving. And so, you know, we're all in a good space, even though it looks like it's crazy. This is a good space.
Oh, we're so right on time.
Just allow yourself to go through this process. You are allowed to go through this process and feel the way you're feeling right now. Just release the judgments off yourself, the expectations off yourself, and allow for God to have his way in your own personal relationship, to where you don't have to get caught up with what everybody else is doing. This is your time for you and God.
Yeah, and we heard it said this, right? This to kind of leave you off on this note, is when it comes to lack, whether you're feeling lack in finances, your mind is saying there's lack in love, lack in relationship, lack in friendships, whatever. Consider this, that lack is an illusion. There is no such thing as lack in the bigness of all that is, the bigness of God.
Yeah.
And so the lack mentality,
is your
what would you do?
System.
What would you do
it's
if you did
system.
Not have that belief in lack? What would you be doing right now? Not talking about the lack of your bank account, like this one guy said, okay? Like look at your bank. Well, I have negative $35 in the bank. No, that's not what we're talking about. What would you do if you had no belief that there was lack? Like if you just believed that there was everything at your disposal, what would you be doing right now? Would you go out and play in nature? Would you go out and swim around with the kids? What would you do? Because it's that mentality, it's the mindset, it's the paradigm that there is lack because of your circumstances, because of what you're seeing in your bank account or not seeing
and
there.
What you're seeing in your head too. The images you keep projecting, keep creating. And so it's the energy and creative substance we keep putting on lack instead of choosing to start believing, no, abundance. I am abundant. I am divine. It's really stepping into our divinity instead of this smallness, you know, which is not who we are. We're spiritual beings having an earthly experience. And so it's just really flipping the card on that. And standing on it. And that's all a part of what's going on right now too.
Yeah, because of the 4D hallway. Okay, so if we're standing in there as humanity in the 4D hallway, and some of us are aware of that, some of us aren't. The reality is we are. We're tasting and touching 5D. Some people are more advanced than others, and that's fine in that reality. However, most of the population, I would say, is still playing around in 3D, and then some are in 4D. Reality awareness, right? So this is why one moment you believe there is no lack, and the next moment, oh my gosh, I have nothing. Let there be evidence. I got to run out and get a third job. I can't stand this. I don't have any money to buy my Netflix. Okay, so you're in that vacillation between 3D, 4D. Touching or tasting or seeing 5D once in a great while, but 3D, 4D. 4D, 3D. Once we still ourselves more so and we train ourselves to live in the present now, we'll be standing more in the hallway instead of one leg in 3D and one leg in 4D. and then once in a while seeing the hope of 5D, then we'll be able to stand on strong, solid footing in the chaos of the 4D, and then awaken and move into 5D. So it's just kind of, you got to see this as a progression, okay? As a, okay, look, this is where I'm at. It's okay. And be easy on yourself. Don't be so hard on yourself.
Yeah. You're having to learn new dance moves, so to speak. It's kind of like, if any of you guys have kind of peeked over, watched Dancing with the Stars sometimes, it's, you know, you talk about an immersion these guys go through. Oh, they've never really danced before. They're thrown into having to learn a new routine for week one, and then they have to completely reconfigure their brain and their body for the next week because now they're learning a new dance. And so here they just had, what do they call it? Muscle memory. Yes. So here they just trained their body for muscle memory for week one on say the salsa or
they're
something.
And sore, then super
week
sore.
Week two, now they got to slow it down to the waltz and completely change their movements. You talk, it's an immersion of fluidity and flexibility instead of, no, it's only this way. I learned it this way. I mastered it this way for week one. I am not learning these other dance moves. But you can't. You have to move through so you're fully well-rounded and you've now gained the muscle memory of so much more. And you can at the end of this thing be able to jump into so many different dance moves at ease and effortlessly, right? And so it's just being willing to let go of the ego, of mastery, of what you used to know, you know, and flow into the expansion of new experiences.
Yes. Letting go of what you used to know. That's a song right there. Anyway, okay, well,
all right.
Thank you for,
here's our
for
morning listening. Awakenings.
Thanks for listening. Some great stuff to chew on there. And we chew on it just as much as you do when it comes out of us. And we're like, wow, this is amazing. So, yeah, just know you're not alone. You're not alone. You're never alone.
We're with you guys. We're all on this journey together.
All of us are right there with you, just on our individual but collective journey together. So, all right, we love you, and we'll see you on the next message.
Take care.